This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel on Friday night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. The massive barrage sent air raid sirens wailing across Israel and forced millions of civilians into shelters as explosions rocked Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Iranian assault came just hours after Israel conducted its most significant military strike against Iran since the 1980s war with Iraq, targeting nuclear facilities and killing top military commanders in what Israeli officials described as a preemptive operation to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested that Israel's strikes could help his administration make a nuclear deal with Iran. When asked whether the Israel bombing jeopardized the negotiations, he said maybe now Iran will negotiate seriously. Earlier, Mr. Trump spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a phone call for the first time since the Israel attacked Iran. President Trump repeatedly urged Iran to make a nuclear deal to avoid further Israel strikes, which he warned will be even more brutal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone yesterday on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's deepening strategic engagement with Europe, particularly France, guided by deeper convergences and shared interests. Speaking at the Ryzena Mediterranean 2025 in Marseille, France, he said that France is in many ways India's most trusted partner in Europe. Regarding the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Union, Dr. Jaishankar said that both sides aim to finalize it within this year.
The FTA, not as a big idea, I think it's a foundation which will enable us. The big idea is probably in the digital sphere, a combination of how we align on AI, on semiconductors, on fintech, on education, and on talent mobility. These five parts are a big game changer in the relationship.
Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Puri, said that the country has adequate energy supplies for the coming months. He informed this on a social media post after holding a review meeting yesterday with the Petroleum Secretary and heads of Indian energy public sector undertakings. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to Gatwick Airport, London, on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures, SOPs, and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircraft equipped with GenX engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said that inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. With no respite from the heat inside, the temperature breached 45 degrees Celsius in many parts of North India. According to IMD, Rajasthan's Sri Ganga Nagar area recorded a temperature of 47.3 degrees Celsius, while Haryana Sirsa mercury touched 46.4 degrees Celsius. The IMD has issued red alert for Rajasthan, saying that severe heat wave conditions along with dust storm will continue to prevail in the region for the next 2 to 3 days. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh has clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final at ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. She defeated Camille Jave of France by 0.2% margin with a total of 241.9 points yesterday. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, the Indian men's team and women's team will be in action today. Indian men's team faces a critical test as they gear up to take on Australian Antwerp, Belgium. While women's hockey team is set to kick off the second and final leg of the league, facing Australia, Argentina, Belgium and China in the European leg. And that is the end of this news bulletin.